Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chiona Sojani, your host for Time to Engage. Today we have a phenomenal woman and her name is Audrey Mpunziwana, and she'll be talking to us today about mentorship. Hello, Audrey. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Chioneso, and thank you very much for having me on your program.
Tell us why you believe in mentorship.
Well, I think the reason I'm a strong believer in mentorship is because throughout my life I've been mentored. It's taking all the skills, experience, everything that's been endowed to you, and also sharing that with other people. So very early on in my career, I was very, very fortunate to have people that believed in me and took chances and risks in order to give me an opportunity that I otherwise wouldn't have had. So I believe it's my duty, and it's also a privilege to be able to do the same for other people.
What are the challenges in terms of dealing with mentorship in this regard?
Well, I think mentoring is, it's a long process. Normally the mentor's a very busy person, you know, quite a senior person, or they could be like peers, but I think it requires a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of patience. So time-wise, you need to invest in your mentee, as in make yourself available, and that's available, you know, in terms of time, but in terms of just being there to listen and to give advice. It's a lot of relationship building, and it has to be a two-way thing.
And how did you recognize your mentor and said, you know, I think I could work with this lady or work with this man?
For me, the first mentor I had was way back when I was just starting my career in radio. You know, when you leave university, you're not quite sure what you want to do. So I kind of landed in radio by chance. I was obviously a very junior producer, presenter, and I was actually approached by my mentor to say, you know, I would really like to take you under my wing. So my mentor was a lady called Busi Chindore, and she really sort of showed me the ropes and what to do, and she made certain opportunities available to me because I believe she really could see what the potential and the possibilities were. So it's something that, you know, you can, if you see a potential in someone and then they can also feel comfortable enough to learn from you, that's when it becomes really rewarding.
What would you like to tell the youth in Zimbabwe and around in diaspora about the power of mentorship?
It's something that you can't really put a price on. It's very, very valuable for Zimbabwean youth. I would just say, you know, believe in yourself is a very, very good place to start.
Thank you very much. And that was Audrey Mpunziwana on Time to Engage. Your host, Chioneso Johnny.